DeSopo family. They have done so much in the community, raising funds for different organizations. And, of course, they have been in this community for so many years and developed one of the first funeral chapels in the entire area. DeSopo Funeral Chapel, they've been providing premier funeral services for well over a century. That's right. And you can trust them. Good family. You can trust the folks at DeSopo's in Wethersfield or East Hartford, whichever you decide. DeSopo.com, that's the website. You can go to that website. You'll have all the information that you need. 8:37 in the morning, and we have a friend on the line. I don't know how he does it. He is everywhere, and I'm talking about Hartford Deputy Police Chief Brian Foley, and he keeps us all informed. There's no question about it.
Chief, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. And, Chief, the big event, of course, tomorrow, the Hartford Marathon. What can you tell our audience from the perspective of traffic, maybe some street closures, what the audience needs to know about tomorrow?
Well, you said it. It's a big event, and this is a major event for the city of Hartford. I mean, tens of thousands of people that come in. Forget about the runners. You know, I think we have about 12,000 to 15,000 runners. You can't get a hotel. Hotels are all packed, sold out. It's a major marathon. I believe it's the last qualifier for the Boston Marathon, so it's a big deal. But more than that, it's a big party event for wherever the marathon route goes, and that includes through Hartford into the West End and into West Hartford, as people's front yards just transform into tailgate areas, essentially. And if you run through East Hartford and then Old Main Street and South Windsor, the marathon, the full marathon runs there. And it's just everyone's front yard. There's bands. It's like a tech party the whole trip to South Windsor. It's a lot of fun. So it's a great event for the region, but with that comes the traffic footprint or impact, and there's just street closures everywhere. Downtown is the marathon runs right through downtown, the West End, and so Hartford is impacted. We try to get it out there as much as possible. Plan ahead if you have events, if you have a church event, if you're going, you know, we notify the hospitals so the ambulances know exactly where everything is and how they can get there. And the Hartford Marathon Foundation's website has all the maps of everything you need to know if you're traveling through Hartford. There will be some exit closures, too, off of 84. So it's plan ahead. If you're going to come down to the marathon tomorrow, which obviously a ton of people do just to cheer on runners and have fun, again, plan on getting there early, especially if you're going to try to meet somebody at the finish line. You can't just, you know, it's going to be hard to find a parking spot. It takes a minute. So, and then, you know, you can't just go right to the finish line and look. There's again, tens of thousands of people. So you plan to leave early if you're trying to get down to the marathon and watch the runners.
Chief Foley, when you say leave early, what time would you recommend that that people start to come down so that they can get there? So
the marathon starts at 8, and we'll start our traffic lockdowns around 7 or so. Prior to that, so the runners need to be, the runners should definitely be in the park by about 7 o'clock to get ready for that 8 o'clock marathon. But spectators, you know, the marathon's going to the winner's going to come through just after 2 hours, most likely. So if you're trying to get to Bushnell Park, you know, it depends on where you're coming from, but add an extra 15 minutes or so, just because you're going to have to wait to get across certain streets, and you're going to have to try to get through to the finish line. There's crowds and stuff too, so the earlier you get there, the better. And if you're trying to get a front row seat for the finish line and it's free, you know, I'd say get there about, you want to get there about 8:30 or 9 o'clock.
No, it's really a big event. Now, Chief, I know that there have been many steps taken in order to ensure the security of everybody involved. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. And so, and we don't like to talk about it too much, a lot of the things that we do, but it is going to be an extremely safe event. We plan for this nonstop. We watch what happens around the country. We watch what happens around the world. So there's a company called All Waste. It's a waste management company, and they have garbage trucks. And we actually reached out to them. They are just a fantastic company. They help us with our PAL organization, but they're giving us dump trucks, our garbage trucks, around the city and around the marathon route to protect pedestrians. I mean, what are the attacks you're seeing around the country and around the world? And those are vehicle ones. So we have heavy vehicles around there blocking and protecting everybody. And it's going to be an amazingly safe event and a great family event for everyone, as it always is every year. Hartford Marathon Foundation
does
a spectacular job.
Our special guest, Chief Foley, Hartford Police Department Deputy Chief. And again, you know, I have said many times, and I will say it because you are on and can hear it yourself, but I think that you folks in the Hartford Police Force, and I know that you get knocked here and there, and I'm sick and tired of what the police have to go through in this country, and I know most Americans are, but Chief, I want to tell you, to put something like this together in the city of Hartford, it is just incredible when you think of the thousands of people that are coming to our city.
Yeah, it's great, and the women and men of the police department do an amazing job, and the chief and the mayor do a good job in letting us get all the good stuff that we do put out there to everybody. And boy, the planning that goes into effect to get one of these things is second to none. We've had opportunity to learn from other people in other countries and other tragic events on how to do it better. And that's what we're trying to put together here. And, you know, as far as, you know, the national feeling towards cops, I guess PR-wise, the last 100 years, police departments haven't been the greatest, and so now everyone's finally starting to see, and we're putting it out there, all the good things that police departments do, and maybe some of the rap that we're taking isn't exactly fair, but, you know, it's on our shoulders to show everyone all the good stuff we do and keep doing it.
So, Chief, in a nutshell, again, kind of recap what you would like to tell our audience in regards to traffic, logistically, what they need to know if they're coming to the marathon tomorrow, or if they happen to be traveling in the Hartford vicinity and want to avoid getting involved in any congestion.
So if you're coming to an event in the city, you might want to call the venue wherever you're going and ask them the best way to come in. Otherwise, go to the Hartford Marathon Foundation's website. There's maps of all the road closures. It makes it really easy for everyone. But most importantly, it's going to be a great event. It always is. It's not like this is our first rodeo. We've been doing this for years and years and years, and so we're pretty good at getting the traffic moving. There are delays, and it does impact West Hartford, Hartford, East Hartford, and South Windsor, but we want everyone to come down, have a good time, leave a little bit early, expect a little bit of a delay, a lot of road closures, and hopefully everyone has fun, and good luck to everyone running.
Well, thank you again. I know how busy you are, but thank you for every now and then coming on our program, because it's very, very important.
Love you guys. My mom listens all the time, so she's making her happy.
What is her first name?
Rita Foley.
Lena Foley. Good morning,
Rita,
Lena. Rita, you say?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Great. Hey,
all right, guys.
Chief, thanks a million. Good luck tomorrow.
See you, bud. Bye.
You bet. Care. Rita Foley.
Yeah. Wow.
That's the mother.
Yeah.